I'm glad you're here. I really am. Kelly, I love you more than you even know. More than you know how many times I pray for you. Jordan, son, I love you. Gabe, all of you, I love you so much. Brother Junior, I'm not being mean, but I want to go to heaven.
Amen.
It's growing close, Sister Suzanne.
It's near. Yeah.
It'll soon be over. And you young people here today, Derek, I love you. I love every one of you all. Amen. Jeff, I love you. Time is running out. I'm not joking you. I'm just as serious, Sister Brenda, as I can be.
Amen.
It is running out, people.
Yeah.
You can deny me as you want to. You can deny what I'm saying. Yeah, but it's running out.
Amen.
I'm not being mean. I'm being very deliberate, Brother Greg. It's getting close. And what are you going to do when he comes, Brother Carl, and you're not ready?
Amen.
That's what you have to say. Sometimes I think, Brother Roger, they need a little plain talk. Your young granddaughter, though, I love you, honey. In college, you've got so much peer pressure. So many things that are confronting our young people today that they need to learn, Sister Brenda, to say no. It's not bad to say no, Brother Junior. It's not bad, Sister Kim, to tell them no. If you don't say no, you may be taking your life. People say, that don't happen. Sister Carol, it does. It does. And I want you to know that the Little Jewel Church cares for you young people. We love you so much. Church cannot save you. The Little Jewel Church can't save you. Your grandma and grandpa can't save you. Only Christ. By believing on the finished works of Christ is the only thing that will save you. No matter who you are, Brother Dan, that's the fact. There is no other way from this earth to the glory land other than through and by Jesus. Now, I don't want you to get mad at me for calling your names out and stuff. But sometime, Brother Greg, I pray so much, I wonder if my prayers go anywhere. Do you ever wonder that, Brother Junior? I wonder. I don't know that I'll preach today. I really don't know. God knows my heart. Brother Dan, He knows where I stand. Brother Roger, do you know where you stand today between you and God? I'll guarantee you do. I'll guarantee you know where you stand. There's a lot of young people here today, Brother Carl, that don't even know God yet. God's never come to them and told them that they're responsible to Him. But there's some here that are. And not only to pick on you young people, there's some of you older people here today that have been coming for many, many years, seen you for years and years. And a lot of people, the Bible says that the old must die and the young may die. So therefore, today, Brother Greg, it's coming your turn. It's coming my turn. And I want you to know, however death finds you, that's how you'll be resurrected, Brother Junior. If you fall to the north, you'll be resurrected from the north. Brother Carl, but I want you to know, they won't be long till it's all said and done, Brother Lon. But I want you to understand something, folks, today. That when He comes, I'm ready to go.
Amen. Thank you.
I made preparation a long time ago.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Keith, to get to go to heaven.
My brother, Lord, I pray.
I know that this is Easter. And I know that He rose. But I want you to know that one Saturday morning, Brother Lon, many years ago, He arose in my heart, Brother Junior, and made me alive, Brother Carl.
Amen.
Somebody said, "Why? I thought you was walking around, Brother Lodge." I was, but I was dead, Brother Jim, because I had sinned against God, and I tried everything that I could, Brother Dan, to remedy my own sins.
Amen.
And I'll guarantee you the next man would do the same thing, Brother Doc. But well, today, one lonely Saturday morning, Brother Junior, I began my way, and I got to a certain point on Interstate 64, Brother John, that I said, Lord, here it is. I give it all to you. 20-some years ago, Kyle, and I'm still on the same road.
Thank the Lord.
And I've never been looking backward to go back, Brother Kenny, but I'm looking forward. I'm pressing onward to the mark of the high calling. And today, and soon my race will be over. And today, but I'm shooting up as to the evil one. How soon will it happen? When will Jesus come? I don't know, but I know this. I know this, that He is going to come, but on today. To do. I know that belong that He came to die. Somebody said He didn't have to come and die. But I want you to know that was the plan of God, Brother John, today. Yesterday, I want you to realize belong that the that His Father and Him were sitting in heaven one day, and they believe they had a conversation. Brother Junior, what did they say? Today, yeah, sure what He said. Brother Greg, let us make man. Brother Junior, and He made man, did He not? Why did He make him? Brother Kenny, yes, He made Him to get glory out of Him. Brother Carl, are you glorifying God today? If you're not, you're not doing what you're put here for. Brother Leroy, today, they tell me, Brother Junior, that a Christian life is hard to live, Brother John, but I want you to know, I found that the sinful life was harder, Brother Junior, I got tired, Sister Suzanne, waking up, when knowing that I might die that day. That I got now, Brother Carl, I got assurance. If I lay down tonight, Brother Greg, and I don't get up, Brother Jim, that I've got a better place to go to, Brother Junior. Oh, Brother Lon, how will you believe that, Brother? I believe that. But if He come into your room tonight, what would you say? What would you say if He come in tonight? I know what you'd say, Sissy. I've been waiting for you for a long time. Oh, Brother Lon, don't worry, and there'll be no pain over there for you, and there'll be no pain over there, and Brother Carl, there'll be no drugs over there, and there'll be and all these things over there. Oh, what's going to be there, Brother Kenny? Oh, peace, joy, and love, I'll be over there. Don't you want to go? If I give you our choice today, would you like to go to prison? Would you like to go to King's Island? I'll tell you where you choose, Brother Junior. Yeah, you go to a place of enjoyment, Brother Junior. Every one of you young people in here today, if I give you a free ticket down to King's Island, you'd run up here and take it, would it not, Brother Junior? And I would myself, Brother Kenny. But I want you to know, Sister Carl, there's a ticket paid for, for you today. There's a ticket paid for you, Brother Dan. And it's a place of joy and happiness, where there's thrills there. You won't be standing up in the roller coaster with your arms up. But there's thrill there, Brother Junior. There's joy in serving the Lord, Brother. That's the way it is. So trying to get down to your level today. I'm not saying that you're lower than I am, but you understand what I'm saying. If I offered you that ticket, you'd run for it, Brother Roger. Yes, Brother Lon, but Jesus paid for my you know what? I got a hold of that ticket, Brother Junior, and I'm on my way, Sister Savannah. Where are you going to, Brother Carl? I'm going home, Brother. I'm going home, Brother Bill. Oh! Home, Brother. Home is where the heart is. Who's got my heart, Brother? Jesus got my heart. He come in a long time ago. He took up his abode in me. And you know what? Brother Chuck, he ain't going to leave me. Where do you go to when the troubles come? I'll tell you where I went to when you laid. And when your papa called. I went to Jesus. For you. Why did you do that? Because he's the one I know that can take care of all the problems. Yes, that's where I go to when I need help. Here's the problem, Brother. Sometimes I wait till I need help before I go to him. Now you do too, Brother Carl. We're all made that way. But I'll tell you what. Every time I go to him, he's there, and he's never turned me away. And you know what? Because many times I would go to mom and dad and say, Mom, I'd like to have a dollar. Son, I ain't got it. Brother Junior, you remember them times? Son, I ain't got the dollar. Jordan, there'll be a time you'll come, and daddy ain't got the dollar. But daddy's got love for you. But I want you to know, I know today that Jesus is standing with outstretched arms, and he's crying unto you all, come unto me, all of you that are heavy laden. What will I do? I'll give you rest for what, Brother Junior? For your soul. So therefore today, yes, honey, just go on singing for the Lord. I'll be happy with you. And so therefore, no doubt, no doubt, yeah, your peers will make fun of you, and they'll say, look at that old fellow, that old young man over there, he's trying to serve the Lord, and Brother Junior, but little do they know who's going to be the winner in the end, Brother Junior. Sometimes the ball game ends, and there's got to be a loser, Brother. Many rooted for West Virginia last night, but they had to lose. But you know what? As long as they played the game, but I want you to know, I know the team that there's no loser on. Brother Kim, Mr. Kim, I know there's a no losing on this team, and everybody gets to play, Brother Junior. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the Lord's team today. And so therefore, today, don't you like to play for a winner? Oh, you mean play, Brother? I'm going out every day and working for the Lord, Brother Kenny. Somebody said, Brother Terry, do you enjoy that? Yes, I do. But you know, every now and then, Brother Dan, I went fishing Thursday and Friday. Young people, God wants you to enjoy your life too. But I want you to know, Brother Carl, if God give me the time to go fishing, Brother Junior, he wanted me to do that, Brother. But you know what, Brother Dan, he also required time for me to give to him, Brother, Sister Kim. And so therefore, I'm glad to be here now, Brother Keith. So today, we're not going out and hiding edge here today. And I want you to know that what you get here from this church is from this church, Brother Keith. I'm not being mean, Brother Junior, but I want you to know, I believe, Sister Suzanne, you ought to be honest with children as well as you are adult. I believe you don't teach them no lies, Brother Junior. I don't believe it's right, Brother Jim, to teach them lies. That a rabbit lays eggs, Brother, and all these things. I believe that what we give to you is because that we love you. And so therefore, Brother Junior, many years ago, I went to a little church, and they didn't give me no Easter basket, and they didn't give me no eggs, Brother Junior, but they preached something to me that was a gift, Brother. Somebody may not understand that, Brother Greg, but can you remember as a young man, heard you say many times that you had to stay in till after prayer, and then you was allowed to leave, but there come a time in your life, Brother Greg, when you wanted to stay longer, did you not? What made you want to stay, Brother Greg? There was a sound that drawed you, Brother Greg. Oh, here's what the Bible said. By my loving kindness have I drawn thee. And so therefore, brother Lon, we need to show that loving kindness to our young people today and our old alike, Brother John. How many years we've been here, Brother John. I'll never forget the day we took you in the water and baptized you. But Brother John, don't worry, don't worry. It's better farther on, Brother Carl. You know, I went to South Shore Sunday night, Brother Carl, and I looked up on the wall, and you know who I looked at, Brother Wilson, Sister Lou Emmy, and I remembered them, Brother Carl. What made you remember them? Their picture reminded me of them. But most of all, Brother Carl, I remember their love to me and how kind they was to me. And so no matter what, how people treat you today, treat them with kindness, Brother Keith. Today, those who despitefully use you, what are you supposed to do? Brother Brian, you're supposed to pray for them. And so therefore, today, Brother Terry loves you all here. And I'm glad to be here. You know what, Brother Lon, I love to preach for the Lord, Brother. I love to, like Paul said, I desire to change my voice, Brother Junior. Is that what he said? Brother, don't tell me, Brother Keith, there ain't a change in a man. When a count gets on him, you can tell him, oh, Brother Kenny, don't tell me that the power of God don't make a change in a man. Brother, I want you to know, I remember years ago, Brother Lon, I see him walking up here, and they'd hang their canes right here. Brother Lon, you remember that, Brother Junior? And it wouldn't be long, Brother Dan, until the cane was laid down, and they were all over the house. Don't tell me, Brother Roger, there's not something in it. They wasn't faking, Brother Kenny. Oh, don't tell me. Every man don't get absent from the body and get present with the Lord. They do. They do. So I've done the best that I could. Sometimes I get carried way away. Sometimes I get down here. It's all right now. I've quit. The Lord's quit. I have to quit.